I'm Bradley Johnson with 1-800-DUI-AWAY. Not getting behind the wheel after drinking is the best choice. But if you're pulled over, the next best choice is to call 1-800-DUI-AWAY.
It's another Jubal phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi, is this Bryce?
Yes, this is Bryce.
Hey, Bryce, how are you? This is Casey Ryback. I'm with Corporate HR.
Oh, hi, how you doing?
Not too good, actually. Listen, I know you left work and you're at home now, but I have to talk with you about a serious matter.
Of course. What's going on?
You may have noticed that one of your coworkers, Melissa, called in sick today.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know that Melissa is not really sick. Melissa didn't want to go to work today because she told us what you did, and she's extremely upset.
I think there might be a mistake. I don't think I've done anything to offend Melissa.
Really? Really? I find that surprising because yesterday it was her birthday, as you know, and around 3 o'clock when she got back from the break room, she found what she thought was a happy birthday card on her desk, and that turned out to be a photocopy of somebody's junk with the inscription, "Happy birthday. May it be a big one."
That has nothing to do with me.
I think that has...
I didn't even know about that.
I think it has everything to do with you, Bryce.
I don't know what you're talking about. This is all new.
Bryce, I need you to be honest with me right now, okay? Because we've got a couple other coworkers that say they saw you...
I'm being honest with you, and I want someone to at least listen to my side of the story. Not that I have a side of the story. I didn't even know anything
okay.
about
it. There it is. You do have a side of the story. Just come clean with me. Admit that you photocopied your private parts.
You're just putting words in my mouth. I didn't have any.
I'm putting words in your mouth. You're putting on people's desks. I think that's a worse thing to do.
Oh my God. I cannot believe you just said that to me. Who?
It is what it is. Hey, Bryce. Bryce, I call it like I see it. And you're putting very average sized on people's desks. That's what you did.
I just need to talk to your supervisor or his supervisor or somebody's boss right now.
Well, we're going to have a meeting with you regardless, and you can talk to him then. Tomorrow at noon, come down here, and once we compare the picture with the real thing, we'll have our answer. Simple as that.
Are you kidding me?
No, it's that simple. Once we compare the two, if it's not you that's in the picture, then fine, we made a mistake. But if it is you, you're in a lot of trouble.
Let me be clear. I didn't do this, and you still want me to come down and show myself, my privates to everybody just to prove.
Well,
not
to everybody, just five or six people in the boardroom.
That's absurd. I shouldn't have to do that in front of anyone.
You come in, you show it to us, we compare it with the picture, we weigh it, and then if it's not you, then you're good.
Weigh it? You're going to have a scale there, and you're going to weigh my after I show it to everybody.
That's right. Yes, that's exactly what we're going to do.
Why are you laughing?
Well, I'm just laughing because I'm wondering if yours is going to weigh more than mine when we have our little weigh off.
What's going on right now?
What's going on is you're actually on the radio right now.
No.
This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning on Moving 92.5 doing a phone tap on you.
No way.
Yeah, your coworker Melissa set you up.
Holy shit. For a second I thought I was going to be fired. Is
that because you actually did something like that?
No, but I've thought about it.
You thought about doing that?
I don't know. It's not a very exciting job, so I think about a lot of things.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone tabs. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.